fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those Crossbreed Holster Studios, the week begins now. It's not ending, it's beginning. Sunday is the first day of the week. This is the first radio show you get to listen to today. This changes weekend talk radio as we redefine together the essence of weekend talk radio. Here on the Armed American Radio Network, I got something fun in the mail today. I love when I get this stuff. Came from the energy company, the gas company. "We're glad you're on our team," it said. I said, "I don't have a choice. I didn't get to pick you." So I'm glad they send that out, and they didn't give me a refund. So we'll go ahead and tear that up because it's really kind of worthless. I'm not sure why they sent that to me in the first place, but you get the idea how this is going to go today, right? Been a long weekend, but a fun weekend. Got to MC the Georgia Carey Convention again, the annual dinner. The guest speaker, the Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun. He will be here in the next segment for the remainder of the hour. The fight for our freedoms continues. Let me read something to you. I pointed this out on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense last week, and it is too important to let go. I am going to talk with you an awful lot today about the grassroots efforts across this country. When you find yourself in a room full of people so dedicated to what they do, and so dedicated to our right to keep and bear arms, that it rubs off on you, that you feel it, it makes your skin crawl. That's why we're winning. That's why the other team, if you will, has to lie and play Deflategate. They cheat. They lie. Campaigns of misinformation. Because the truth won't set them free. The truth will expose them. The truth sets us free. And when you find yourself in a room full of patriots, and that's what you are, as a member of your local grassroots organization, you are a patriot, it rubs off on you. And you understand quickly why we're winning this battle. You also understand why you must understand your enemy. I covered this on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense last week, and I want to bring it to this monster weekend show to a much greater audience. Those of you who have heard me read this, I flirted with this for about 3 days. I just simply didn't have enough time to get to it in the daytime program. The daytime format flies right by. So I teased it for a couple days. But you have heard me say that it's the art of war. The general who knows the most about his enemy wins every battle and every war ever fought. Sun Tzu, the art of war. You must know what the enemies of your freedoms are doing. And not just by the response to tragedy, their exploitation of such in the media that is so obvious to us when it happens, but behind the scenes. And it's easy for you to do that. You don't have to infiltrate their meetings. You can if you want. I had a great conversation at the Georgia Carey Convention yesterday with individuals who did, in fact, infiltrate the meetings. It drove them crazy. It drives them crazy. But they can't throw you out. They said, "We want you to leave. You need to leave." They said, "We're on public property. We're not leaving. We're going to stay here and listen." But see, this is the way they think. You can't be here. This is compromise to the progressive socialists, the Democrat Party now. Agree with me, or the hell with you. But there are ways. You don't have to infiltrate their meetings. You simply need to sign up for their email lists. It's that easy. Every town for gun safety. What a joke of a name. It's hard to say that with a straight face, but it's true. Simply head over there and get on their mailing list. Take a listen to this. And I want you to read between the lines with me as I read this to you. This is their email from, when did this one come out? This one came out 3 days ago. This one came out on August 13th. Take a listen to this. "Mark, Oregon just officially became the 18th state to require background checks for all handgun sales and the 6th since Sandy Hook to close loopholes in their background check laws. Now, as I read this to you, I want you to listen to their buzzwords. I want you to listen to the way they manipulate their message. And I want you to read between the lines. This one, by the way, was titled, what was this one here titled? What a bad week for the NRA. Did you know it was a bad week for the NRA? Of course you didn't know that, because it wasn't a bad week for the NRA. It was a bad week for law-abiding freedom patriot lovers in the state of Oregon, because they are controlled by who? That's right, the Democrats. Elections have consequences, folks. Let me go back to this email. This is the latest victory for our state-by-state strategy. Working methodically, chipping away at the gun lobby's outsized influence, and winning fight after fight until common sense gun laws are the national norm. This is the email that you get. They come out to you every day if you sign up for this. This is the stuff you read. This is like reading Teamsters propaganda when I was back in the trucking industry 25 years ago. Management bad, Teamster good. You believe me. Give me your money. We never said it would be easy, but with you by our side, the NRA can't stop this state-by-state victory march. Then they ask for a donation, and it's a live link, of course. They continue, change takes a long time in Washington, D.C., which is why, in addition to our work strengthening federal laws, we're also expanding common sense gun laws in the states where loopholes make it easy for criminals and other dangerous people to get guns. Now, I'm going to stop right there, just like I did on the daytime program. Criminals and other dangerous people. Aren't criminals the dangerous people? Are there two classifications of dangerous people? Where loopholes make it easy for criminals and other dangerous. Who are they referring to? They've already singled out criminals. Who are the other dangerous people? You. You. You're the other dangerous people. They've already singled out criminals. They've got them over here. They put them in a category of their own. Then they come after other dangerous people. And it's too easy for you to get guns. You know, going through the current federal background check system that you already have to do, that's not enough for every town for gun safety. In the last 3 years, we fought for and won strong background check laws in 6 states, including, now repeat after me, Colorado, Democrat, Connecticut, Democrat, and Washington State, Democrat, and now Oregon. It ain't a red state, folks. Winning means overcoming the gun lobby and its extremist allies in state legislatures across the country. That means everybody who isn't a Democrat. And you are the extremist NRA gun lobby. You are the gun lobby as a law-abiding American. These people aren't coming after criminals. They've already said in this email, and other dangerous people. You're dangerous. Mr. Law-abiding patriotic American, you're dangerous. And we want your guns. I want you to tweet me at AAR Mark. I want to read these on the air today. I want to read these live. I want to read your responses because I'm going to give you a question, the same thing I asked on The Daily Show. The people who wrote this email are un-American. That's right, they're un-American. Their efforts are un-American. You want to not like my guns? That's fine. We can have that conversation. I can tell you I like guns. You can tell me you hate guns. And we can either fix you or we can agree to disagree. But the moment you step over the line and tell me you hate my guns enough that you're going to spend your life trying to take them from me, that's un-American. You are a domestic enemy. And I don't like you. And I'm going to stop you from doing it. Armed American Radio continues right after this. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews, it's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Ruger SR22 pistol is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field strip and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 pistol shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grips, and an adjustable three-dot sight system with a reversible blade. Help Ruger raise $1 million for the NRA. Visit Ruger.com/million to learn more.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Thank you. American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. A little bit of junkyard to bring you back. Remember that? That's the old 80s, 90s hair band stuff. I love that music. I really do. I admit that I do. Sue me. I don't care. Have at it. It's a lot better than that Kanye West garbage that's out right now that's masquerading for music. That's why, if you go back and watch the Grammys, the intro, I didn't watch the Grammys, but I got somebody sent me the email of the intro of AC/DC just schooling all these little modern punk, Lady Goo Goo, Gaga, people that call pound signs and number signs hashtags and stuff like that. AC/DC just schooled them. And I said I wanted you to tweet me. Here's what I wanted you to tweet me. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm tired. I'm a little tired. It's been a long weekend, and it's going to be a long 2.5 months. So bear with me. My Twitter handle, @AARMark, and I want you to tweet me during this program, please. Feel free. I'll read them as they come across from time to time through the show. Am I too harsh by calling someone who wants to take my freedoms away from me, the ones that they choose they don't like? I'm talking about enumerated rights. Not privileges, but enumerated rights. My right to defend my life. My right to keep and bear arms. Am I too harsh by calling that person or persons un-American? I want to know your thoughts. So send me some tweets during the program and we'll read them out. Or you can email me. I'll read the emails. I love getting the interaction is great. And I've got probably another 35 left in here to go through. I apologize for not getting back to everybody on time, but I really do want to hear your thoughts on this. Mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or tweet me @AARMark, and we'll read these on the air throughout this broadcast today. Am I too harsh by calling those individuals un-American? Now, I'm going to ask that question of my guest. The great Reverend Ken Blanchard is here. We have a lot to talk about with you over the remainder of this hour because so much went on this weekend, and there's so much I want to talk with you about him. And I want you to hear his voice. Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun. A pleasure, my friend. Thank you. I know you're tired. You had an early flight today, and you're back up in Maryland, D.C. area. How are you today?
Man, aside from that, I'm good.
Yeah, it was a long day. I know it was. It was a long night and everything else. But I got you by about 3 hours last night. I was the last man standing. I was the ultima hombre, brother.
I could not hang with you guys.
Yeah, you got to do that when you're emceeing that event. You can't just say, "Hey, good night, everybody," and literally mean it. You know,
I know, right?
I guess you could, but I had a few more years under my belt before I can say I'm going to bed.
Right, true that.
So until then, hey, listen, a couple things before we get started. Ken, and feel free to disagree with me. This isn't something you and I talked about last night, or I don't think we've talked about ever. But if you and I are having a conversation, and you disagree with me, and we're talking about the fundamental right to keep and bear arms, so eloquently written into our Constitution, and you disagree with me, and you say to me, I don't like guns, I don't like that you can have guns, and I can say, that's okay. That's right. What makes America great. You can say that to me. But I do like guns. Here's what I like about my right to defend myself. Here's what I like about guns, and I lay out why. And then you respond back to me, and you tell me why you don't like that right. And then you cross that line, brother. Then you say to me, and now, not only do I feel that way, but I'm going to come after you, and I'm going to take it from you. Ken, I submit to you that that's un-American. Here's why. I might not like the garbage that comes out of your mouth, but I'll die on a field of battle fighting for your right to say it.
I totally agree with that. Unfortunately,
is that un-American sentiment? To
can't disagree. You have the right. That's what freedom is all about. You have the right to disagree, but you can't infringe on that. You can't. That's that word, man. Infringe. You can't stomp on somebody else's rights because you think yours is better. That's un-American.
Yeah, I know that sounds harsh,
but right is right and wrong is wrong. There's no gray in freedom. You're either free or you're not.
Well, wait a minute. We can't have it both ways, Ken.
No, nah, man. I know it's not politically correct. Everybody wants to be in the middle, in the gray nebulous. But it's either a left or right, a up or down. You're either right or you're wrong. You're either free or you're not.
You wore the uniform of the U.S. Marine.
Yes, sir.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't fight for a gray area, did you?
Never. Never did. That was one of the things about being in the military that I loved the most. You knew where you stood. You knew that anybody put on a uniform was in the same place as you.
Yeah, I want to hear from you. I want you to tweet me. I want you to tweet the Reverend Ken Blanchard and I while we're on the air. I want to read some of your tweets, at AAR Mark, or mark at armedamericanradio.com. I want to read these on the air during this hour. So if you're listening to us live and you can do it, don't drive and do it, for crying out loud. Pull over to a coffee shop and tweet us. Is it un-American? Is that too harsh? I submit to you it is. And Ken, I don't make an apology for that. You know, you and I had an opportunity again this weekend to talk face-to-face about a number of things, and you and I had a really incredible opportunity to meet two very young Georgia lawmakers yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah. Man, they look young.
It's not that they were young, Ken. I hate to tell you this, but it's that you're getting young. Old.
That means the other, man. That means that I'm starting to geese. That's okay.
You're starting to geese. We're going to talk about your speech a little bit, too, because you mentioned that "hey, old dude" thing a couple times. And I have to say, and I have to lay this out on the line, I am a month older than you. So let me throw that out there. I can't give you too much. But I see, I believe it's just a number, and you're as old as you feel. See?
Right, right.
And I know you agree with that. But we did. We had an opportunity to talk to these two amazing Georgia lawmakers, one of them a rookie, one of them in the legislature for 3 years, and the conversation was fascinating, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And it was refreshing, too. It means that hope is still alive, that our country is still alive.
They had some wonderful ideas. They had amazing ideas. But another conversation that comes to mind, Sean, what are we looking at time-wise here? I don't want to get too far into it and have to go. About a minute. Okay, I'll start with this, and Ken, I'll leave you with this, and we come back, we can discuss it together.
All right.
But I had an individual come up to me and ask me, he said, "Mark, I love listening to your show. Been listening to it for a good couple of years now, and I'm listening to the daytime show too. Never miss an episode. Never miss the program. I've got somebody that's talking to me about guns, Democrat, and I turned him onto your program, and I want to know what you would say to somebody who came to me, a friend of mine," and the whole time I'm kind of thinking to myself, was he talking about himself?
Mm.
But he wasn't. He wasn't. He gave me more information on the individual, and he was talking to me. He says, you know, he's a Democrat, and he had John for 10 minutes, and he told me he couldn't listen any longer. He says, and I want to know, how do I answer him? How do I convince him to give it a shot, to listen? And my response to him was an honest one, and we had a great conversation, and I said, you can't. And when we come back from this break, I'll explain my answer, and I'll get your feedback. I'm talking with the Reverend Ken Blanchard, the Black Man with a Gun. You got to love that. It's trademarked. You can visit him at blackmanwithagun.com. We'll talk about his podcasts and everything else right after this.
WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
Hardwick Clothes, America's oldest tailor-made clothing company, has been making our best-selling navy blazers for 134 years. Visit Hardwick.com to get the $295 wrinkle-resistant travel blazer at the price of $195. Order by 3 and get by 10. Free next day air. Hardwick.com, America's oldest, and sewn in Cleveland, Tennessee since 1880.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-913-8959. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-913-8959. That's 1-800-913-8959.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-796-9232. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-796-9232. 1-800-796-9232.
Hi, this is David from Edina. We had a clogged pipe, and it caused water to go all over our basement. Well, actually, we had called another plumber earlier, and they came out, and we weren't happy. So then we saw an ad in the paper for Ben Franklin, and we called them, and they were the people that took care of the problem. First of all, they gave us an estimate. Our plumber was great. He made sure to wear his shower caps on his shoes, and he did a very professional job. The work was solid, and he was in and out of there in about 4 hours, and it would have taken me probably 2 weeks to do the same job. He's our guy now. I'll call him for all of our water needs. Before he left, I introduced him to my wife, and I said, Laura, this is our plumber, and asked her to call him always. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber. If there's any delay, it's you they pay. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
At AM 1280 The Patriot, we work very hard to figure out what it is you need from a radio station and then give it to you. We serve you with the best conservative talk from some of the very best hosts in the industry. To continue to serve you better, we'd like a little input from you. So provide us with your feedback by visiting am1280thepatriot.com and filling out a simple survey. You might win $5,000 just for helping us serve you better. Visit am1280thepatriot.com and provide your feedback today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom. We've got a huge next couple months coming up and a big week. I'll tell you about that later. Tweets are starting to come in. Michael says, at Black Man with a Gun, thank you for spreading your wisdom with Mark. And he says, Michael also says, un-American is disallowing law-abiding citizens the right to carry their firearm everywhere they go. David says, wanting to deprive someone else of their freedom is the very essence of un-American. I like that one, Ken. It is the essence of un-American. Tyler says, they are worse than un-American. They are statists. And statism is the most dangerous religion in the world. So keep those tweets coming to me, and I know I see some emails coming in too, and we'll get to them when they come in. You agree with those responses, Reverend Ken?
Yeah, man, those are right on, spot on stuff right there.
I think I like David's there. I like all of them, but wanting to deprive someone else of their freedom is the very essence of un-American. Very well said in a however many characters you get with those pound signs. See, I don't call them hashtags.
Mm, I know, right?
You know why? You know why?
Why?
Because when I call something and I get a recording and it says, please confirm your identity by punching in the last four numbers of your telephone number followed by the what sign?
Pound sign.
The pound sign. Until they say hashtag, I'm still calling it a pound sign, pal. Maybe that's the geezer in me, all right? But let's go back to that question that I was asked. My response in a nutshell was, what do you tell him? What do I tell you to tell him? Really nothing. First, reason with him. Radio is entertainment. Take the entertainment factor first. Listen to the program. But if his ideology will not allow him to listen to this program for what it is, and he cannot accept the fact that it is his party
And he doesn't want to hear that. That's a truth. There's nothing I can do for him, and he needs to find another radio show. You agree with that?
Almost totally. You don't owe anybody anything.
Not here to make him happy, right? Isn't that right, though? I'm not here to make him happy, right?
No. You just stay fact. Stay truth.
All right. Now, that's a good place to segue here. Let's go to your speech last night. I had the distinct honor, and it is a distinct honor, to introduce you. And you reminded me, I thought it was the other way around. You kind of threw me for a loop there. Because, you know, you and I have been, we've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
And about a half a decade of it at the same venues. You and I get an opportunity to meet up from time to time. And the first one you and I did together was at the Second Amendment March.
Yeah.
In April of 2010. Hard to believe that it's coming up on, you know, almost 6 years. It's been over 5 years now.
Yeah, I know, right? And, marching on.
Man, it really does, man. It really does. I've got grayer hair, too, you know, and that's geezer in me. But I had the opportunity, you introduced me, and we had just met that day. We stood under the tent out there in the heat, in the Washington sun, and we had an opportunity to talk to, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people out there. This time I had the distinct honor of introducing you to speak, and your words of wisdom are very profound. Tell Armed American Radio listeners what you said.
I said for the most part that we are responsible for where everything is right now, and don't let your guard down. Hold the line. Continue to fight on. I know there's some things that you'd love to happen in your stance as a gun rights activist, but I've been around long enough to know that change is coming. It's happening. You just don't see it. It's in different pockets. It's in media avenues that you might not be aware of, but it is happening. And if you're doing the right thing is the right thing. Don't worry about it. Just hold what you got and keep pressing forward. It's like fighting your battle in your neighborhood. You can't see what's happening in mine. But as long as we both stay on it, we will win.
What, Ken, what are some people, what is it that some people don't see? What is it that someone, there's a bigger issue, isn't it, to someone who, because this to me is my defining moment.
Mm.
My right to bear arms is the definition of my vote. That's what it comes down to me. What
people
is
like
it to someone
else? Corners? And say, well, you people are all Republicans, or you people are all white, or all black, or well, they very rarely say that. But they like to put us in a corner and paint us a certain way. And everything is a choice. And back to your thing is, you have to say no to people who don't understand that you are not going to bend, that what you're standing for is what this country was built on. And sometimes I have to disagree with you. Because you haven't got to where I am right now. I can't compromise on the truth. And in our neighborhoods, sometimes we're splintered, we're split. The world itself, the country, is divided by the media sometimes, twisting words and making us divide against each other when we should be united. We still are, we the people. We don't remember that enough. We don't hear it enough. And even though you might not see the mixing of our country, how solid we are, you have to make it that way. You have to be an active part of the issue. If not, then you're falling behind. You're being a part of the puppet. You're being used by the other side to separate us even further.
You know, boy, I could spend another hour talking about just that. The media.
Yeah.
And you and I had an opportunity to talk with two up-and-coming heroes.
Yeah.
No doubt in the state of Georgia. No doubt with national aspirations. These guys were great.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the media and the danger and the power of the mainstream media. So let me ask you this. Can we fix that division in this country today with the media so obviously pushing the mainstream media, for the most part, a political agenda as it currently is, a political agenda that's very dangerous to our freedoms? Can we get past this, and how do we do it?
I think we got to recognize what it is. We have to call them out and know that they're not really reporting the news. They're trying to make it. Don't let them push your agenda. Don't let them use you. Look at it as if you're looking at a cartoon. Say, okay, this is not real. This is not how it really is. You got to know how to call it. Put on your big boy pants and say, this isn't how it is. It's not going to be that way in my block.
Is just hearing it, thinking that, knowing that enough, though?
No, you got to move. You got to do something.
What do we do? How do we move? What do we do? Let's go there. What do we do when we let's take a specific example. We see a station put out what we know to be false information, and it seems to be the narrative that they're driving, and we know it's wrong. What do we do? Do we sit there and yell at the TV? What do we do?
Hey, we can use these pound signs and hashtags, and we can tweet about it, and we can call it out. We can make enough of a stir on social media and make our own channels, because each one of us has our own channel. Even if we're not in the social media like you think you are, you have a channel. You have a community of people that listen to you, that talk to you. Call that stuff out. Make sure that your circle is tight.
Use the new media to spread the truth.
Yeah.
Correct?
Absolutely. And once your movement is big enough, they're going to have to either shut it down or change.
They'll try to shut it down.
That ripple has to just keep on growing.
That pebble.
Yeah, you
got
to
hits
throw it
that water.
You got to throw it.
It has to be tossed. There you go. That pebble, you can't stand on the side at the bank and think about tossing it in. You've got to get involved. This, I have to be nice. We are required at this point in time in our history to get involved.
Oh, most definitely. It's not a spectator sport.
Not anymore, it's not. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about how you get involved. Your podcast, Black Man with a Gun. 7 years into it now, trademark Black Man. A lot of people know it as Urban Shooter back in the past.
Yeah.
But one issue, one, and I love it. I want to talk about one in particular, your podcast number 434. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Incredible stuff. Back with the Reverend Ken Blanchard, Black Man with a Gun, right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me, and that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you gotta do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's gotta do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a Car Arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle II back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle II offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40S&W, and 45ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle II is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. The monitors are fired up with a little bit of AC/DC riffraff, bringing us back from that break. A couple quick things before we go back to the amazing Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun. USCCA on air, you heard the spot as you were tuning back into the program. USCCA on air, you have to get over there. You get your subscription to the nation's number one self-defense magazine, the number one defense magazine for self-reliant citizens, bar none, ever created on planet Earth. And it's available to you at cut rates right now, as little as the digital edition of $37, print only $47, or a combination of both, normally $77. Armed American Radio listeners pick up both for 47 bones, $47, okay? Now, if you've made the decision to carry a firearm, if you're even considering it, you have to have this information. This is a complicated world. The enemies of freedom, the laws are different everywhere you go. I am heading to Washington State Tuesday for 3 days for meetings with the Second Amendment Foundation. My firearms aren't welcome. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. 6 days later, I'm heading to Minneapolis to broadcast this show from the Minnesota State Fair on August 30th. On Monday, August 31st, I will be broadcasting the daily show from the Osseo Gun Club in Osseo, Minnesota. My firearms are not welcome. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. This information is available to you at your fingertips. $37 to $47, and you get in the running to win one of four guns. I see two Tauruses, starting from a TCP 380, great little gun, I have one of those, a Springfield Compact 1911, a larger Taurus, and a larger Springfield 1911. All you have to do is activate your subscription. The second thing I want to mention to you is John in northeastern PA sends an email about the un-American question I asked. I love the feedback coming in. Mark, I think by referring to someone who wants to infringe on my God-given right as un-American is harsh. I think they are un-American, socialist, insert adjective, at a minimum. And I could come up with a bunch more, but they wouldn't be allowed on the air. John, neither was that one, and I love your passion. Thanks for sending the email. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm talking with the Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun. Ken, your podcast is very well known in the gun rights, pro-gun rights community. You've been doing this now for a long, long time. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes every week. One of them
that stood out to me, I went back and listened to today because I remembered you talking about how would a slave describe the 4th of July? To me, and people are thinking in a different context right now, so I want you to explain this, because we're talking about freedom, and that's what the 4th of July is. I think of the 4th of July as freedom. And then I hear you speak last night about freedom and what you've done to defend it and what you're asking others to do to defend it. And I went back and I listened to that episode, and it was just really, really challenging. Tell us about that episode, because you're not talking about slave in the normal sense that people are thinking about right now, are you?
No, I took that title, actually, what is a slave, or what is the 4th of July to a slave, from Frederick Douglass, who wrote it back in 1800s. And he was trying to define America and how it was at the time. And I was touched to make something, just because you can don't mean you should. Because I watched on Instagram, on social media, I watched at a local sporting event, a young person who didn't want to stand up for the national anthem, who didn't want to take off their hat, who didn't understand why the flag was being raised, why we were saluting, why we were standing at attention. They didn't understand why we care so much about our freedom, why we care so much about the U.S. Constitution, that it wasn't a bunch of words written by some old dead guys, why it has so much importance to me. And I realized, unless somebody tells them, they won't understand. And unless we remind other people, they won't know, because you won't find that on the news. That's not going to be what's on television. You can't social media it for the most part. It's not going to pop up, and that message gets lost. We are so free as a nation that we can destroy ourselves. And I wanted everybody to understand that we have to keep on educating our younger people, who, I'm not just dogging people that are millennials or young. I'm just saying that the simple stuff, they take for granted. Don't take our freedom for granted. Don't take the fact that you can do something stupid to Old Glory means you should. Don't let the freedom, the right to keep and bear arms, go just because you think it's just, it doesn't fit for you. It's the whole Constitution. It's for all of us. It's there for a reason. Get off the selfies. I mean, take a picture of yourself in front of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Take a selfie of yourself at Arlington. Go and see who died so that you can do whatever the heck you want to. And then let's have a discussion.
People forget that. And you reminded a room full of you know, patriots. Let's call that room full of people what they are. People who go to those events. And I told you I would be speaking with you about the grassroots movements later in today's broadcast, and I will, for a lot of different reasons. But those are patriots. Cannon, you stood there, and you know, a couple, 300-400 people, whatever it is in that room, and you talked to these people, and you reminded them in no uncertain terms, unwavering, that no matter the faults we have in this country, the dirt is cleaner here. Would you elaborate on that a little bit, because it was very powerful?
Oh yeah, we take stuff for granted. You think, if you've never left your neighborhood, if you've never left your block, you don't realize how blessed you are. And every once in a while, somebody should tell you that. I've been in countries where if you fell on your face and your face touched the dirt, you'd have some flesh-eating bacteria trying to eat your skin. When you come home from the Barbados or Jamaica or some nice resort, you don't realize how precious this soil is. Our dirt is cleaner than the dirt in a whole bunch of countries. You think it's kind of like corny when somebody says, I'm kissing the ground. You can't kiss the ground in other countries. This ground has been cleaned by the blood of patriots.
Yeah, this ground,
still fighting for it.
This ground is worth fighting for. Ken, we're getting ready to close out this hour. I know how busy your day's been. I participated with you this weekend, and I had to drive home. I didn't have to fly home.
Oh, my goodness.
And I know...
I know you've had a long couple of days and a long couple of nights, and I want to thank you, number one, for being there. Number two, I want to thank you for the opportunity to meet with you. You and I are going to be people are going to be hearing a lot more of you and I together here in the very, very near future. I can promise you that. Black Man with a Gun, blackmanwithagun.com. You can reach out to him at blackmanwithagun@gmail.com. And Twitter is what?
Black Man with Gun. Just missing the A there.
Black Man with Gun. Twitter, please communicate with the Reverend Ken Blanchard. You heard it here, just a taste, but you're going to hear an awful lot more of Reverend Ken Blanchard here on Armed American Radio and over at Black Man with the Gun on podcast and radio. I can promise you that. I'm Mark, filling your prescription for freedom every single week. Every single day. When they want our guns, they will take them. Remember New Orleans to Brian Aiken. He's referring about New Jersey. They will get them. Mike, thanks for the tweet. Not if I have a say about it. Armed American Radio continues after this. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.